Welcome. Today, we're discussing Sam Altman's insights from Snowflake Summit 2025 on the next wave of AI, specifically AI agents. It's fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. I'm particularly intrigued by his assertion that these next-gen models are nearly ready to tackle truly complex problems, from chip design to disease research.
Exactly. He envisions a future, and it sounds like a near future, where you can essentially throw your hardest problem at an AI, provide it with all the necessary context and tools, and it'll just solve it. Mind-blowing, right?
Almost feels like science fiction coming to life. But he's not just speculating, is he? He references real-world examples like Alpha Evolve and the Darwin Goal Machine demonstrating this emergent problem-solving ability.
Precisely. And the Darwin Goal Machine improving its own coding abilities. That's a tangible example of self-improvement in AI, edging closer to what many consider AGI.
So how does this all work in practice? I mean, at a high level, it can't just be magic, even if it feels like it.
Well, think of it as a large language model surrounded by a framework, tools and code, that allow it to iterate and improve its solutions. The biggest constraint, apparently, is compute power. The more resources you dedicate, the better the results. Almost like a brute force approach, but with intelligence.
So, essentially, money equals answers. That's a bit of a simplification, isn't it?
Perhaps, but there's a kernel of truth there. Altman highlights how enterprise adoption has skyrocketed due to increased reliability and capability. He suggests that just a year ago, this wouldn't have been feasible. Quite the inflection point.
He even talks about using these agents for hugely important business problems, throwing massive compute at them. It's a bold vision, almost a paradigm shift in how we approach problem solving.
Totally. And he doesn't stop there. He delves into specific use cases, like Codex, the coding agent. Imagine an AI intern constantly learning and evolving, eventually becoming a seasoned software engineer. That's the trajectory he's painting.
And it's not just coding. He mentions customer support, sales, and other roles being automated. The future of work might look very different.
Imagine managing a team of AI agents, assigning tasks, giving feedback. It's a whole new management landscape. He even hints at agents discovering new knowledge, solving complex business problems, even doing scientific discovery.
But what is AGI, really? Altman touches on that, doesn't he? It seems like a moving target. Even he admits the definition is fluid.
Right? He says it's less about labeling it and more about recognizing the exponential progress. He poses the example of showing someone from 2020 current AI like ChatGPT. They'd probably call it AGI. It's all about shifting perspectives.
So true. And his criteria for AGI, autonomous scientific discovery, or significantly accelerating our current rate, that's a high bar.
Definitely. But he also acknowledges that some might consider current systems AGI-like, which I find interesting.
Absolutely. And for those eager to jump into this new frontier, his advice is simple, just do it. Iterate quickly, embrace mistakes, and maximize learning.
Wise words. In a rapidly changing landscape, adaptability and speed are paramount. He emphasizes that early adopters, willing to experiment and learn, are gaining a significant advantage. And on that note, it's time to wrap up. Thanks for joining us on this exciting exploration of Sam Altman's vision of the future of AI. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.